All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 97.1, so we welcome in a man with a complete grasp of the NFL draft. He's surely going to get everything right that he says here, without a doubt. He is our good friend Dave Burkett. What's up, Dave?
You going to hold me to that, huh?
No, not at all. Not in the least. What do you make? Let's just jump in. What do you make of this latest Dolphins misinformation campaign of them wanting to move up to three to take a tackle and engaging with the Lions, per Rappaport?
Yeah, look, I don't understand why the Dolphins would move up to three for an offensive tackle when, you know, look, there's four that I think are pretty roundly regarded as the top of the offensive line class, and all these teams have them in different orders. And so, you know, you may get your guy at five, and I don't know that there's a big difference between the guys, even if you have to settle for 1B from 1A. So I'm not totally buying that the Dolphins are moving up for an offensive lineman. I do believe that there's a chance that they draft an offensive lineman at five. Mike, you know, I tweeted this out last week that, you know, after I was fishing around for some info for my mock draft, and I asked an evaluator that I know just about, you know, where he thinks Tua will go. I said, you know, Dolphins, Chargers is a team trade up. What do you think? And he said, well, maybe the Dolphins could get him at 18. So I think it's possible that Miami goes offensive tackle at five, but I have a hard time seeing them trade up to get one.
Do you think Miami or otherwise, you know, you and I have talked for weeks now, as it pertains to Quinn, discount the pick. You will get to a price where somebody will dance with you because it's too good of a deal not to. From a Lions perspective, their needs are so diverse, and there are several impact defensive players where they are. Dave, isn't it on Quinn to just make something happen, albeit there won't be a sexy return? Maybe it's a third-round pick to move down three spots. I mean, is there any chance he's going to get this done?
Look, I think I don't think they will be tied to the trade value chart here. I think they will think like you're talking right now, and I agree with that. You know, if you can get – you know, a second round pick and it's to move down a few spots, you take it because you're going to fill another hole. It doesn't have to be this huge home run win scenario in a trade. But Mike, that said, I don't know what team is going to want to come up that's sort of in the Lions range of the area they'd go down to. I mean, it doesn't sound like, look, Justin Herbert's probably not a quarterback that you trade up to get based on talent, right?
No.
Tua, the injuries, they're dragging down his stock enough that I don't know that a team's going to trade up. With all those offensive tackles up there, sure, maybe someone wants to get ahead of the Giants. But, you know, if you're the Lions, are you going to go down to, let's just say, Cleveland or the Jets, you know, 10 or 11? You might risk losing out on one of your defensive players if you do that. So, and I don't know that those teams have the capital to want to go up anyway. So I don't know that there's a realistic trade out there that one of these other teams will want to go up and say, yeah, I absolutely have to give up my third-round pick or second-round pick just so I can make sure I go up and get this guy when there's a good chance I can get him at five or six or wherever.
At the end of the day tomorrow, do you think we see a trade by either the Lions or the Giants?
You know, I just filed my mock draft, and I didn't have either one of those teams trading my final mock. So I'm going to say no. I mean, again, look, okay, it's possible. There's no doubt the Lions want to deal. You know, Bob Quinn wants to deal. And like we just talked about, I think he'll take a discount on what the trade value chart says the return has to be because, you know, the Lions should be able to get one of their top defensive options at 3, 5, 6, wherever they pick. But right now I'm leaning towards no on a deal.
Okay, so they stay at 3. I put a scenario forward yesterday. Any time in my life, we've all gotten very comfortable with who the team is going to take. It never happens. So I said, what if they went full Quinn? Smartest guy in room, stay at 3, and they take Derrick Brown. Any thought that that could be what happens tomorrow?
I do think that could be what happened. I mean, in the interest of full disclosure, I have them taking Okuda at number 3. And I know how you feel about that. I know you're a Simmons guy, I think.
I like Okuda a lot, Dave. It's not about the player. It's about you don't do it at 3. It ain't got nothing to do with him. He's a great kid. He's a great player. But I'll be damned. There's no chance. I want your opinion on this. There is no chance he becomes the best player in this draft. None. Not as a corner. It's not possible.
Yeah, look, I understand that, and the value has historically not been there for a cornerback at 3. But, I do think he's – look, to me, it's Chase Young and Joe Burrow. Those are the top two players in the draft, right? Mm-hmm. Tua, if he's healthy, if you believe in that, then there's no reason why he wouldn't be number 3 or in that top 3 mix. But after that, I think it's Okuda, Young, and Brown are sort of the next tier, especially on defense. And absent a trade down, I think that's who the Lions are picking from. And so to get back to your Brown question, I tweeted this out last night. I went back and it was just a quote that was sort of stuck in my head. So I went and dug it up, something that Matt Patricia had said 2 years ago. And it was, you build up the middle, you know, you start closest to the ball. And that's what they did his first draft. They took a center, Frank Ragnow, and they stayed up the middle. You know, they got a bunch of linebackers in free agency, and they got a safety, Tracy Walker, in the 3rd round. And, you know, they traded for Damon Harrison. I mean, everything has been up the middle. So can I see them drafting Derrick Brown, a guy that would play right up the middle? Yeah, I absolutely could. I think, to me, he's after Okuda, he's the next most likely scenario. And I don't think there's a big difference between those two if I was laying odds on it.
All right, so Simmons off the board in your mind. Let's go with the Brown scenario, because I really want your opinion here. And maybe yours is completely different than mine. He had a historically awful combine. He is not, athletically speaking, he is not Ndamukong Suh. He is not Aaron Donald. He is more of the space eater. I, Dave, what am I missing as to how do you take a guy you probably can't play on third downs at 3 overall in the draft?
Yeah, I mean, that would be the biggest question, obviously, right? That he wasn't a big, you know, pass rusher in college. He probably won't be in the NFL given his 3 cone time. You know, I think everyone has seen, you know, the numbers that he put up. If you're taking him that high, you have to expect that he's going to be more than just a run stuffer, though. You know, I can't tell you how the Lions value his pass rushing ability. Like, if they think he can be that Ndamukong Suh, Aaron Donald type player, but I know they like him as a player, and I know there's a lot to like of him as a player. And maybe, you know, how when coaches get involved in this, I can coach this guy up. I can make this happen. So maybe they do think there's some more pass rush upside there.
If you're going to project, if you're going to play the pretend game of, look, I haven't seen it on tape, but I can get it out of him. Let's come back to Isaiah Simmons for a second. Simmons is the opposite of Brown. He had a combine we may never see again. Now, nobody knows what the hell to do with him. But he had 10 sacks the last 2 years. Would you be more, if you're the GM, Dave, I go, Dave, could you project getting him from being a 10-sack guy over 2 years to 20 versus here's this 330-pound guy who has no athleticism whatsoever? Like, if you're going to play the projection game, it's staring you in the face with Simmons, no?
Yeah, no, I really like Simmons as a player, and I would put him and Okuda probably as my number 3 players in the draft. The one thing I don't know if, and I don't think, you know, I think scouts view him more of as a blitzer, I guess, than a pass rusher, you know. So
correct.
I don't know, obviously, how much you have to scheme that up to make some of that happen. But look, I wrote about him today. I mean, he's a phenomenal story. He's a great kid. He checks off every box that they want. He's the best athlete in the draft. And to me, There's so much upside there that I would have to consider him. But I also realize the value of that position at number three in the draft. I think that's why Okuda fits so well too, because look, you know, elite cornerbacks or whatever you think he can be, A, they're hard to come by, and B, if you don't have them, you got to pay a whole heck of a lot to get them. And I guess the same could be said about any sort of elite player, but I think that the value of that cornerback is more than that defensive tackle or the linebacker, safety, however you want to describe Simmons.
So I want to recap something and then ask you a final question. The recap is you're giving it a 50-50 kind of coin flip, but you're going Okuda. But the two players at three that you think they're truly considering are Okuda and Brown. I don't want to misquote you, correct?
Yeah, that's right. I would say, and let's maybe we say, you know, 45-45 and then 10 for Simmons, because I think he would fit that.
Okay.
You know, what they want to. I just don't think he's quite in that level for them.
Now, I think my thoughts on Bob Quinn are well known and certainly not as nuanced as yours, because I don't have to be. But I want to just ask you this question. I don't believe, like if I took you, and I said, Dave, here's what we're going to do for you. I'm going to pay you $4 million a year, but you're not going to see your family as much. You're going to be 18 hours a day football. I'm going to have you run the Lions, and you have a year of your life to learn how to do it. Dave, I swear to God, I don't think you would do appreciably worse than Bob Quinn over a five-year period. Am I crazy? I mean, Dave, like, is anyone going to talk about how poorly this man has done? It's incredible. When you look at the whole picture.
Well, I appreciate your faith in me. And if someone did want to give me that money to run their franchise, I'd be happy to do it.
See, you think I'm joking.
As I am.
I'm not. Like, if I hit it Mark Cuban style, Dave, I could just say, Dave, I need you to learn it. We're going to put a great staff around you. Dave, you couldn't do worse than this guy. It wouldn't happen.
Well, you know, Mike, look, you know, we've talked about it before, and I think you're right. There is a lot of nuance to, you know, my opinion and what's going on here in Detroit. I mean, I think he's played it very safe in the first round. And, you know, I think there is something to be said about that. Certainly they need more blue chip talent, and especially on the defensive side of the ball, they need playmakers. And that's why I think this is whatever happens, wherever they're picking at 3, 5, 6, they need to grab one of those guys that they think can be a true difference maker, a true game wrecker on that side of the ball. And to me, that's Okuda, that's Simmons, you know, maybe Brown. I think those are absolutely the three. I think this is a draft that no matter which of those three players take, that you can make a great case that Bob made the right choice, and we're all just going to have to, you know, we'll have the benefit of hindsight when we evaluate what he did. And maybe that's not completely fair, but honestly, Mike, I think they're in a good spot to get a guy that's going to help their defense no matter what direction they go.
Listen, you've been fantastic in the lead up to the draft, man. I really do appreciate your time. And I know Sully probably will be reaching out here in the coming days. We'll do a recap or maybe more guesswork here as it goes along, all right?
You got it, man. Stay safe.
You're the man. Appreciate you, Dave. All right, Dave Burkett, 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.